Happy Easter, everyone. We've got some more March Madness today. Two games, and we're playing both of them, and I'm going to give you the plays right here, right now. No further delays. So we're going to mix and match a little bit on these games with the two college games. Pretty straightforward, no Easter egg hunt situation here. Purdue should outclass Tennessee, and the game should have some points. I'll tell you, we're taking both favorites today. Yesterday, both favorites won. We were on the dogs. But Purdue should outclass Tennessee, and the game should have some points. The numbers say Purdue 77, Tennessee 72, which does mean the 3 to 3.5 line. It's up to 3.5 now. That's good in a way that it's moving in our direction. That means we are on the right side to the money move, that is. The crystal ball will tell us what it is after the game is played, because that crystal ball is 100% accurate after the games are played. Duke should win this in-state championship for the next game, and in-conference matchup. In-state matchup, in-conference matchup with NC State. There we go. The slipper is coming off NC State. I think I said that last time. So maybe we're just one game late. I just don't see. This is not going to be Jimmy Valvano's 1983 Cinderella story, which I watched. Jimmy running around. Poor Jimmy, though, with cancer, but running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Goofy arm position, looking for somebody to hug. And it's not that his players didn't like him. They liked him, but he couldn't find anybody to hug. It was almost hilarious. Poor Jimmy. This will not be Jimmy's 1983 Cinderella story, where NC State beat Houston and Clyde Drexler, Hakeem Olajuwon, and the Phi Slamma Jamma Boys. That was the big deal back then. All athletic and not necessarily the greatest shooting in the world. Just essentially why they lost, although it was a super defensive game. We're off track. The numbers say Duke 77, NC State 70. Duke's a 7-point favorite. That doesn't necessarily give us a line there. But again, that slipper's going to come crashing off. Just not going to fit anymore. So anyway, here's the plays. We're going to keep it pretty simple here. There's a lot of them, though. We're mixing them out. That's where I'm getting it to the mix of the match. Purdue, these are alt lines. Now, Caesars is the best price on everything except the final bet, which DraftKings is better for. But Purdue plus 3.5 and the game to go over 140.5, minus 113 for half unit. Again, that's Caesars. Some of the other places are really gouging the price on this. So these formulas have worked really well for us in the past. Picking totals and sides. That used to be called a correlated parlay. It is a correlated parlay, but it used to be a bad word to Vegas or the sports books in general. At that time, Vegas was the sports books for American customers. They would not allow you to do correlated parlays because it is an advantage to the player for the most part. More in football than it is in basketball, but it still applies. Purdue plus 3.5, game over 140.5, half unit. That's bet number one. Bet number two, Purdue just to win, no extra points, just money line win. And the game to go over 133.5. Now remember, I'm thinking this thing is a 149-point game. That's why I think these are smart bets. Minus 113 for half unit at Caesars. Bet number three, move over to the Duke game. Duke wins on the money line. Just win. The game over 135.5. Minus 116 for one unit. So we're not splitting up the plus 3.5 and the money line like we did with Purdue. Just win. Duke being a 7-point favorite, even up to 7.5 now. We just need the win, the in-state battle, and we're good. And as long as we get over 136 or more, over 135.5. That was at Caesars for one unit. Bet number four. Now we're going to take the totals out of the mix. We're going to take Duke to win and Purdue plus 3.5 at minus 121 for half a unit. Caesars again. Duke plus 3.5 and Purdue wins. So we're just flipping it around. Duke plus 3.5 and Purdue to win, minus 113 for half unit. Now we'll take the alt lines out and just take money line wins. Duke wins by any amount. Purdue wins by any amount. Plus 117 for half unit. And finally, we'll do another parlay, but no teasing. So Duke minus 7 and Purdue minus 3.5 plus 267. But this one for just a quarter of a unit. So there you have it. You've got 7 parlays on this parlay podcast that we've been doing for a couple of months. Still doing extremely well on a winning percentage basis and still doing extremely well on a unit win basis, which is really just ROI, return on investment. Any parameters and metrics you want to use, kicking tail. And of course, that is including the fact that we got our tail kicked yesterday. Boom. Now here's 7 bets for you. I wish you the best of luck, and again, a happy Easter.